For an inside look at the state's biggest footy league, it's the Monday Waffle.
Round 21, Monday Waffle. We are dissecting it. Jimmy Williams with Luke Shipway and Jared Gardner. How are you, boys?
Good, Jimmy. Good round of footy on round 21. Things are shaking up there on the ladder, and looks like Claremont, their finals chances might be over.
And, well, Subi, well, they couldn't get their streak going any further. They had a break, so we'll see this week if they'll push things further on.
Yeah, they're taking on West Perth, and the Falcons have a must win to stay alive to regain their position in the five. It's going to be tough, and it looks like East Perth just keep on keeping on as well.
And, well, we've also got to mention the state combine, that some of these players who, you know, have been absolute standouts this season have been invited to. I think probably the name that jumps out and actually can jump pretty well himself, Liam Ryan, has been invited.
I've said this all year, boys. I'll be absolutely dumbfounded if he doesn't find his way onto an AFL list. He's an excitement machine.
And if you're one of the two WA clubs in the Dockers and Eagles, I think their eyes should be set on him. Look, they both kind of need a smaller forward type. Maybe the Eagles more so than the Dockers, but I think he would be a good ad.
I think another guy that both clubs will look at here in WA is Scott Jones, the East Perth ruckman. I think he is one guy who could easily, Sandilands got his contract extension, so he could maybe learn a bit off Sandilands at Freo. West Coast, they've got their own sort of list management program going on at the moment. Scott Jones has been playing some really good footy and could be a ruckman that both of those WA clubs will look at, and he is invited also to the state combine.
Look, I say these things, but I don't write them. Pop the confetti. I'm Dennis Cometti. Listen to the Monday Waffle.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Looking at the Claremont versus South Fremantle matchup from round 21 in the Waffle, and South Fremantle were able to take their chances better with the Breeze at Claremont Oval on Saturday to win by 32 points and make it 8 in a row for South Fremantle, and ultimately probably end the finals hopes of Claremont. The final score was 14-9-93 to 8-13-61, and that's Claremont. Claremont's now lost 5 of its last 6 matches to slip to 7-11, and as I mentioned before, they're probably done in the finals race unless they are able to win their last 2 matches against Swan Districts and West Perth, which will be a very tough feat.
Mathematically possible, but that percentage is going to hurt them, I think. Luke, Jarrett?
And, well, you got to point out that old Skeet, he was on the show last week, Mark Reddings, and he made a note of Tim Kelly could be a chance at the Sandover. Well, he's done no harm in this game himself, racking up 24 touches, kicking a goal himself. Not too bad of an effort.
Brock Higgins, the ruckman for South Fremantle, he celebrated his 100th Waffle game in a strong performance, 17 touches and 21 hitouts. As well for the Bulldogs, Ashton Hams returned and he picked up 22 disposals. Shane Hockey had 17 and Steve Verrier had 17 as well, with 6 tackles, 5 marks and a goal. For Claremont, a few of the better players, Jared Hardesty picked up 27 touches, Jake Murphy 26, Jai Bolton had 33, along with Ryan Murphy, who also had 33 for the Tigers.
Jared, you were looking at the Peel Thunder and Perth game. What happened down there in Mandurah?
Well, Peel, they got over Perth, but it was a valiant effort from Perth. But once again, which we've pointed out here on the Monday Waffle before, Perth are known in the Waffle as the best scoring, or the highest scoring, first quarter team, but they are the lowest scoring in the last 3 quarters. So again, they stuck to form. They were winning in the first quarter, but ended up going down 11-10-76 to Peel for 8-7-55 for themselves. Clint Jones, he does what he does normally.
Smoky for the Sandover?
Possibly, but it's, I think, like,
they didn't win enough.
Games. He got 41 touches and kicked 2 goals himself. The man does, he does so much work for them. It's insane, really.
Leather poisoning. He's helped by a couple of young guys who we didn't mention a touch earlier on. Cody Ninyet and Gordon Narrier, both invited to the state combine. If you haven't seen Gordon Narrier play live, boys, he is an excitement machine. He might be a late draft pick. I'm not too sure. It'll be interesting to see how he goes testing.
Well, if you haven't seen him play, this Saturday is the last game for Perth. So it's the last chance to see them. They probably won't make the finals where they are right now, so this will be their last game. And, well, for fans of Dockers and Peel, Harley Bennell is the story still. never fear, he is still not hurt. He is okay. He kicked two goals in this game. A much better performance, 14 touches. And he kicked two behinds as well, so could have had a better score.
And I mean, with Frio's drubbing against Sydney, maybe he's a chance in the last couple of rounds of the AFL.
There's some whispers I heard he could be debuting in the next couple of weeks.
I don't know if you might not risk him at the AFL standard just to, you know, let him play his last couple of games and waffle, finish out the year and give him a fresh start next year. But you never know what the Dockers coaches and management are thinking.
And boys, the team that's hitting their straps at the most important time is East Perth, 17-8-110. They defeated the Swan Districts 8-8-56, and Willie Rioli snagged 4. That'll bring a smile to the faces of Eagles fans.
Yes, I mean, I think Eagles desperately need a bit of that small forward type of role. I mean, there was talks last year of them looking to acquire Hayden Ballantyne, and Willie Rioli definitely fits that mould of a fast, lays a lot of pressure on the defenders type of small forward role. So that's good signs for the Eagles fans.
Tyrese Stewart for the Swans is another one of these players that's been invited to the Combine. And I've seen him play firsthand. He is also what you could call an excitement machine. Didn't do too much work in this game, only the 7 touches, but look out for him to make an impact.
Yeah, boys, I was at the HBF Arena for the Falcons and the Sharks. West Perth, 8-15-63, defeated the Sharks 7-8-50. And, boys, this wasn't the most pretty game of football. The Falcons failed to kick a goal in the first quarter, 5 behinds to 1 straight for the Sharks.
Could have been costly.
It was 17 inside 50s to the Falcons, and they failed to boot a goal. It was the one goal in the opening term to Perham for the Sharks. So they led by a point at quarter time, and they led at half time as well, but it was the second half for the Falcons that got them over the line. Tyler Keitel booted 3, and they've got some really young guys who are playing some of the best footy of their career down there at Joondalup. Chalmers had 28, kicked 2 behinds. Manzoni, again, good. And, of course, Jared, your boy, Shane Nelson, 34 touches. Boy. He continues to rack them up. The sad news of the day is Mac Wardenen came back from a lengthy injury spell, and he got injured again, which was a sad moment for Falcons fans. But mathematically, they're a chance. They'd have to cause an upset this weekend over Subi, and they may be able to sneak back in the 5, but they might need other results to go their way.
If they can cause an upset against Subi, you would back them against Claremont in that final round fixture, and with Claremont probably out of it by then, they might have taken the foot off the pedal a bit, and West Perth might be able to overrun them. But they got to get over Subi first.
That's right. And last time they played, actually, at Claremont, the newly renovated Claremont ground, Chalmers had a shot after the siren to win the game and couldn't get it done. Extremely tough one, so it'll be a good game regardless in round 23.
Don't forget to go to the Monday Waffle Facebook page and throw us a like and follow us on Twitter.
Joining us on the Monday Waffle on the back of 4 goals, Willie Rioli. Willie, how are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Willie, it's been a bit of an up and down season for you. Had a few injuries earlier in the year, but it looks like your body's right now with a big 4 goal game on the weekend. How are you feeling personally?
Yeah, no, it's just, you know, each week I'm taking each week as they come, and yeah, pretty lucky, yeah, pretty happy to be back out there, you know, playing footy again. So.
And Willie, you would have saw the success, maybe, or maybe you didn't see, but the success of the Peel Thunder last year with the Frio alignment. Do you think there's a chance maybe that the East Perth Royals can win the Waffle Premiership this year on the back of the alignment?
Hopefully. You know, the boys got a lot of confidence down at East Perth, and, you know, we're winning games. So, yeah, I guess these next couple of weeks, you know, we keep our confidence up. Yeah, leading into the finals, I think we're a big chance.
And you must have been excited on the weekend. 4 goals. How did the body pull up?
Yeah, no, the body's pulled up pretty well, which is, yeah, I'm pretty happy with. And, yeah, to get on a few, get on the board is, yeah, pretty good. And, yeah, just happy we got the win. So.
What's it like down there playing for East Perth when you have guys with a lot of AFL experience that come down and play games with you guys down there, like Chris Maston and a bunch of other Eagle-listed players, when they're playing through East Perth? How much of a help is that to have experienced players like them down there playing with you guys?
Yeah, definitely helps, especially us younger guys. You know, when they're playing, it gives us a bit of a boost. You know, having guys like Masto, you know, Joshie Hill or Sharon Wellingham, guys like that, you know, playing, and just, you know, I guess the younger guys get a spring in their steps when they're playing, and you know, got a lot of confidence, you know, that they'll get the job done. And you know, me personally, being as a forward line player, it's good when you get guys like, you know, McGinnity and, you know, Murtimer kicking the ball into you. So.
Yeah, great stuff, Willie. And I've got to ask on behalf of the Eagles fans listening to the Monday Waffle, is there any chance you may make your debut this year for the West Coast Eagles?
I'm not penciling anything in. No, I'll take each week as they come, and you know, I'm happy playing down at the Royals. Just, you know, getting through. You know, like you said, I haven't played much footy this year, so you know, I'll take each week as it comes. And you know, we're a big chance of finals in both grades. So, you know, if I can do my part in East Perth, you know, I'm happy. And I'm not penciling anything in at the moment. I'll take each week as it comes, and hopefully play some good consistent footy and get back to, you know, I know where I can play my best footy, and that's injury free. So.
Yeah, exactly. William, everyone here at the Monday Waffle wishes you the best, and we hope you continue your good form, and we hope to see you in a West Coast Eagles jersey soon. Willie Rioli, Eagles-listed player, East Perth Royal, thank you for joining us on the Monday Waffle.
No, thanks for having me, guys.
If you like footy, you'll love us. It's the Monday Waffle.
Looking ahead to round 22, East Fremantle will host Peel Thunder from East Freo Oval, Perth host East Perth at Lath Lane, the Swan Districts and Claremont, they play at Steel Blue Oval, and Subiaco, as we mentioned a touch before, they host West Perth. That's the only game that's at 2:30 on Saturday, the rest at 2:15. Luke, who are you picking?
When that first matchup, East Fremantle, Peel Thunder, I'm going to have to back Peel Thunder. I think... Hopefully Harley Bunnell can kick up and maybe kick a good score, if he's playing with Peel, that is, not the Dockers. Next one, East Perth and Perth. I'm going to have to go with East Perth to continue their good form. Swan Districts versus Claremont. I hate to say it, I'm going to have to back the Swans against the Tigers. I don't think the Tigers will be able to get over the line there at Steel Blue Oval. Subiaco West Perth at Leaderville Oval. I'm going to back Subiaco to continue their streak and pretty much knock West Perth out of the finals.
For myself, Luke, I think I'm going to have to agree with you on all fronts. Peel, yeah, they'll get over East Fremantle, and Perth will go down to East Perth. Like I said, it's the last chance for Perth, so they have to win this game to avoid the wooden spoon. Not sure if that's going to happen, but if they do win, and by a decent enough margin, they could overtake East Fremantle again, but I think Perth might claim the wooden spoon this season. Swan Districts, yeah, they'll get over Claremont, and Subi will keep that juggernaut rolling. Jimmy?
Boys, I couldn't agree with you more. As much as it pains me to say it, I think it's going to be tough for the Falcons to get over Subi and keep their slim finals hopes alive. So I'm picking Subi, Swans at home, East Perth to continue their fantastic form. And it's just deja vu for me. I think they're playing a similar style of football that led Peel to last year's grand final. And I can't see East Freo beating Peel, albeit at home. I think they've improved massively, and that's great for the competition. But I think Peel will get the job done. And who knows, boys, Peel could go back-to-back. They've got the talent there.
It's very possible.
If you're loving the Monday Waffle podcast, make sure you head to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Monday Waffle, for more awesome content. And while you're there, give us a like.
Taking a quick look at the ladder, boys, and the Subiaco Lions are officially the minor premiers. There's two rounds to go, but they can't be caught by the Bulldogs, who have got the bye this week. Subiaco are first with 68 points. South Fremantle second with 60. Peel in third with 44. Swans fourth with 40. East Perth in fifth, clinging on by percentage with 36. West Perth also with 36, but their percentage 17 points behind the Royals. Claremont in 7th, East Fremantle in 8th with 8 points, and Perth in at 9th also with 8 points, just percentage behind the Sharks.
It's quite interesting to see that the Swans are in 4th place, but with such a low percentage of 92, it just doesn't seem the right place with Claremont over 100. It's just interesting to see.
I guess you could say Swans' forms this year, it's been a bit up and down. They got off to a really, really strong start, kind of fell away there in the middle, and then they've been up and down ever since. So looking at that ladder now, I think it will stay exactly how it is. I don't see any sort of movements there. I mean, the way I tipped this week, I had East Perth winning, West Perth losing, so I think East Perth should be able to hold on to that fifth spot to finish out the season.
Yeah, it would have to be an upset, I think, for the Royals to slip back out of the five. They're playing some amazing footy. I mean, what they did to West Perth last week and then again this week, they just look like a team that are going to do some damage as the aligned Eagles side in this finals series. Anything's possible. There are some very good teams, though. I mean, the Bulldogs are still there. Subiaco is still there. The final series, from a Waffle fan's point of view, is going to be a fantastic one, boys.
Yeah, very excited for it. And, hopefully it can just be as exciting as the regular season has been, and close as well. Obviously, it hasn't been too close against Subiaco and South Fremantle, but finals games is completely different ball game, and especially with East Perth and Peel there with the AFL affiliation, and it could change things up.
And with a fully fit, well, practically fully fit Harley Bennell playing in the Peel side, who will qualify for the finals after if he plays every game and not debut for the Dockers, well, look out. Peel could, yeah, like you said, Jimmy, earlier on, go back-to-back.
Well, let's say the ladder stays as it is right now, okay? So everyone is in their same positions. The Bulldogs are in a really dangerous spot because they'll take on, in the first week of the finals, they'll take on Peel, right? Imagine if they lost that, then they had to take on East Perth in another knockout game, and they went out in straight sets to the aligned sides. I'll tell you what, boys, that'll cause a ruckus.
Well, just from the way they've been playing all season, and their scoring power, is just, I don't see how that could happen, but then you can see as well, with the form that East Perth's in, like you said, anything can happen in this final series.
Very, very scary. In saying that, East Perth may very well climb the ladder and not finish fifth and knock off with their percentage and finish in fourth. So we'll have to wait and see with two rounds to go. Round 22 this weekend. I'm Jimmy Williams.
I'm Jared Gardner.
I'm Luke Shipway, and you've been listening to the Monday Waffle Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle, proudly brought to you by the students from ECU Broadcasting.